Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Ever. I'm calling for Opinion Research. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, good.
That's good.
I'm good, sir. Sorry, oh. I thought you were my friend. I was like, hello?
Well, I'll be your friend. No worries. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, good, good. And let me see here. And that will be in both languages, English, right? You speak English only?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in which of the following states are you registered to vote?
Arizona.
Okay. And in what year were you born, just a year?
2004.
Okay, thank you. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote November elections for president, Congress, or other office? Are you almost certain? Or probably 50-50 or will not vote?
Very likely that I'll vote.
Almost certain?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And now, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words?
Right now, well, for the whole country,
yes.
I would probably say abortion rights, like women's rights right now. I'll probably say that. And then something else, I'll probably say the political divide. Yeah, political divide between all parties, or both red and blue.
Okay. So abortion rights and political divides, all parties red and blue, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And now, thinking back to the 2020 president elections, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people did not vote?
I was unable to vote at that time.
Okay. And thinking again about these November elections, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Green Party candidate Jill Stein or Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Kennedy.
Kennedy?
Yes.
Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Okay. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of whom you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 meaning that it's no chance your vote you would vote for them, or 100 means you would definitely vote for them. Now, rating with 0 meaning there is no chance you would vote for them, 100 meaning you would definitely vote for them. Donald Trump?
0.
0, okay. And Joe Biden?
Probably like 65, 75.
75? Okay. And thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Republican candidate or a Democrat candidate in your district?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. Now, if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for a Republican Kara Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
The Democratic.
Ruben Gallego?
Yeah.
And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and Democrat Party?
Is there an option to say neither?
Yes.
Neither.
All right. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements I'm going to be reading to you. The first one says President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
What response do I have to do?
Strong disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree, or neither, or don't know.
May I receive the question again?
Yes. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Yes.
Someone
agree.
Someone agree?
No, agree. Strongly agree, I guess.
Strongly agree?
Mm-hmm.
Strongly agree. Okay. Now, the second one says, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted to deportation rates.
Agree.
Agree? Strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Now, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Yeah, agree. Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Now, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Yeah, strongly agree.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kind of immigrant. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one says President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Yes.
Strongly agree?
Yes, strongly agree.
And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat, okay. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Yes, strongly agree.
Okay, last one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check or cannot safely return to their home countries due to the war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Agree, strongly agree.
Strongly agree, okay. Now, the other statement says, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in 2024 elections. Now, the first one says a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to the dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
Makes more likely. Difference.
More likely?
Yeah.
Much more likely?
For that statement, more likely.
Okay, let me see, much more likely. Much less likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. Now, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to the danger conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experience increasing arrivals of vulnerable immigrants.
Much more likely.
Okay. Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to the American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Okay. Now, the last one here says, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, and protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Okay. Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
And the last one says, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to the dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Okay. Now, moving forward, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Now, the first one says Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum internment camps near the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Are you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very? Okay. Now, Joe Biden. The statements, yes, we're almost halfway done. Just have, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 statements here and then a couple of questions. Now, Joe Biden, Democrats have failed to deliver and earn pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Very concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Someone concerned. Now, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanic as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Very concerned.
Okay. Now, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a partition deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the borders and reform our immigrant systems.
Very concerned.
Okay. Now, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reforms during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. All right. Now, the last one here says, going to read you a different approach former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither exactly right. Now, Donald Trump says we must shut down the borders and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Now, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process in the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country more than years of decades. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
Biden.
Biden approach much closer or Biden's approach somewhat closer?
Somewhat closer.
Somewhat closer. Okay. Now, at the hearing, some more information, let me ask you again. On November election, if the election president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Green Party candidate Jill Stein or Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Probably Biden.
Democrat Joe Biden? Okay. Best as you can say, you're personally known anyone who's undocumented or in, living in the country without papers?
I'm sorry?
The best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented in this country without papers?
I do know some people, yeah.
Would it be coworkers, friends, an acquaintance, or?
Probably a friend.
Okay. Now, typically, which do you use or are the following source to get your news information? Facebook, TikTok, WhatsApp, Spanish language radio programs, YouTube, Fox News, Univision, Instagram?
I do use YouTube.
YouTube?
YouTube.
Okay.
And some
Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Now, from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Mexico.
Mexico, okay. Now, were you born in the United States mainland on the island of Puerto Rico or another country?
The United States mainland.
Okay. Were either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or other country?
No, another country.
Okay. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, or Spanish than English, or more English than Spanish?
More English.
More English than Spanish, or always English?
More English than Spanish.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat, or what?
I always view myself as an independent, but more towards Democrat.
Okay. Now, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Okay. I think, you know, political terms, would you say you that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I would say probably liberal.
Liberal? Okay. Now, what is the last year of school that you have completed?
I guess high school.
High school graduate?
I'm a freshman in college. Yeah, high school graduate.
Okay. And what is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Okay. Now, finally, strictly for verification purpose, by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Mary.
Mary? All right. Now, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study, participating in the research and compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way? Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
No.
No. Okay. Well, this concludes our service. Thank you very much. You have yourself a good night.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.